Welcome Into the Woods podcast. I am your host, Ryan Woods. This is the Into the Woods podcast. It is Monday, July 10th, 2023. How are you? How's it going? How are things? How was your weekend? Did you have a good July 4th? The thing about July 4th for me is it always signaled kind of the downward trend that is the summer. Maybe it's the ingrained feeling of school getting out in late May, early June, and then us having a family vacation usually around July 4th week. And so it was this upward trend towards July 4th, like we're going on vacation. And then all of a sudden, July 4th comes and goes, and so does the summer, it feels like. We're in the dog days, as they call them. And it sure feels like it. It sure feels like it. So how was your guys' weekend, huh? Did you have a good weekend? I had a fine weekend. Could have been better. I mean, let's just say women were involved. And when women are involved, oh. If you want to hear Newton's law of male-female relationships, Newton's law of female-male relationships, you show me guys having a good time, I will show you an equal amount of women mad about those guys having a good time. Newton's law of relationships. Women don't like to see men having a good time. It's just a fact. Think about it, ladies. Oh, think about it, ladies. I know you might be a little too dense to ever admit such a thing. No, I want him to have hobbies. Do you? Do you want him to have hobbies? You don't want him to have hobbies. You want to nag him. Oh, I know what the trick is. Here's the thing. I fucked up. I'm willing to blame myself. That's very noble of you, Ryan. How are you going to find a way to pat yourself on the back with this one? Let me tell you. I fucked up because I'm not a deadbeat asshole. That was my first mistake. Because the problem is, I've set the bar too damn high. What do you mean, Ryan? Well, I do all the dirty work, chores. I get after it. I'm fine doing the floors, right? Mopping them, vacuuming, getting on the baseboards, hands and knees. Oh, get me my glass slipper. I'm out there cutting the grass. I'm doing the chores inside. I'm cleaning that goddamn black stove because no matter how hard I try, I seem to, whenever I cook something on the stove, it seems to get messy, and it doesn't have to be racial. I'm sorry about the black stove, but they piss me off, okay? Black stoves piss me off. And so that the problem is I do all these chores. You're a goddamn hero. Thank you. I've set the bar so high that because if every day is a sunny day, what's a sunny day? He asks. Because then the moment I try to relax, you would think that I'm being the laziest piece of shit you've ever met. You would think I'm, if I just want to sit on the couch on a Saturday afternoon, oh, buddy, do I have bad news for you? You can't fucking do that. You set the bar too high. Oh, wow, we're each going to have our own hobby? No. No, I don't like your hobby. And here's the other problem. I'm also crazy and a little, okay, who's kidding who? I have a learning disability. All right, okay, thank you. Yes, he's so brave for admitting it. Thank you. All right, I have a learning disability. So the problem is I'm going to be outsmarted at 95% of the negotiations I'm in, especially with somebody like my lovely girlfriend, Dana, who happens to be so good at arguing. I don't know if she's even good at arguing. I think she's just good at just, you know, she's relentless, actually, is probably what it is. She just finds new angles. She's like a good boxer. You know, she's able to duck and dive and bob and weave, and she's everywhere. When I think I'm blocking the body shots, I get a shot right to the, a jab right to the nose. When I think I'm covering my face and going in to protect, guess what? I'm taking kidney shots. I can't escape. And then when I go to throw one, oh, here comes an uppercut. So that's why I have to go nuclear in these fights where I just blow up. And that's the problem. So I end up losing the arguments. So on top of setting the bar too high, I also always say sorry. Have you ever heard a woman apologize? Have you ever heard a woman apologize? No. And as a card-carrying misogynist and also a Swiftie, it's a tough line to walk here. Because I listen to the Taylor Swift songs and I'm like, has she ever taken any responsibility? Ever in these scenarios? And the answer is usually no, because it's never her fault, of course. But I just feel like, and this might be my greatest take of all time, I refuse to believe that women wake up and want to have a good day. They do not want to have a good day. No woman ever has wanted to have a good day. I refuse. If you can find me one, buddy, you let me know. Think about it. Bachelorette party trips and bachelor party trips. Let's do the Venn diagram or whatever the hell. Let's do the compare and contrast. I don't know. I have a learning disability. You gonna yell at me? When you get back from a bachelor party, guess what usually it is? It's always, oh, hey, that was a good time. Remember this? Ha ha ha, that was so silly of what he did. Remember when he was in the bathroom puking naked and we recorded him? Totally not gay that we did that. That's funny to look back at that video. It's totally funny. No, it's completely normal that we slept together and we ended up cuddling. It's whatever. But the reality on bachelorette party trips, when they get back, always, oh, she wanted to kill so-and-so because so-and-so was pissing her off and they didn't get along the whole time and blah, 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 blah. You know what it is. You know what it is. Because they can't have a good time. Oh, they can't be bothered to let somebody else have a good time. Bachelorette parties are the ultimate, how can we make this about me event ever. Bachelor parties are just a good time. Bachelorette parties? Oh. Minefield. That's the difference in men and women. Think about it. Think about it. I just think that, listen, I'm, hey, hand up. I want to believe that women want to have good days, but it's very hard for me to do that. It's very hard for me to do that. What if we tried to have a good day? Like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, all right, today's going to be a good day. That's what I tell myself. Like, I'm some kind of YouTube vlogger that thinks he's got it all figured out. I'm like, you know what? Today's going to be pretty good. Why? I don't know. Why would it be bad? Why run through all those scenarios? Why not say, hey, today's going to be a good day. I'm going to get 10,000 steps or whatever the hell fitness goal you want to reach. Women, I feel like, wake up, I can't get 10,000 steps because of this. Because of this. Oh, I hate that they don't take ownership. Oh. Talk about not taking ownership. I was watching, like, I don't know, it was like some pre-Shark Week thing. And I don't know what the, it was on like Nat Geo. And it was like some Nat Geo show. And I saw this commercial for this show that said, The Chubby Diaries, Jeff Jenkins on his upcoming Nat Geo show documenting his experience as a plus-size traveler. And it literally says, he goes in the commercial, I kept seeing the commercials because I was watching, you know, the freaking Nat Geo channel because I was watching Sharks. And he kept saying, people would look at me and think I couldn't do these things. Well, why do you think that is? Because you're fat and you're getting into a tiny little boat? Yeah. Square peg, round hole, buddy. Like, what the hell are you talking about? No shit. People don't think I could go over this waterfall. Yeah, because who the hell is going to fish you out? You douche. What the fuck are you talking about? You can't close your button-up t-shirt. I mean, being chubby is not a fucking disability. You can be tall. You can be short. But if you're fat, you can change that. Holy fucking shit. He's doing poetry. Holy shit. He's doing poetry over here, folks. Because if you're fat, there's some situations you can go. Like, if this person was a, what is the right way to put this? Like, I don't want to get myself in trouble, but nobody's listening to this anyway. And I have a learning disability. So please bear with me. But if this person doing the Nat Geo show was maybe, you know, legally short, as in under 5 feet tall, I would be on board with the whole, people look at me and think I can't pull this off. Not if you're just a fatty. Because if you're just a fatty, then what, fix it. I don't know. What do you want me to say? Like, oh God, hey, it's a fat guy. Oh God, Jesus Christ. Hey, fat guy's here. Yay. Fatty. The 8-episode series is not yet titled and is set to air sometime in 2023. He's going to go to exotic destinations. Cool. He's just fat scuba diving. He's just fat on a glass barrier. Like, he's just fat in a cabana. He's just fat rock climbing. Riveting stuff. Absolutely riveting. Here are the comments from people that aren't fucking real. Yes, sir, the representation we need and love to see. What, fat people? Great job, Jeffrey. So very proud of you and all that you will accomplish. What is he accomplishing? Being fat? Thank you for having the courage and compassion to show up authentically for groups that are often ignored in the travel space. What's that? Fatties? This is wonderful. Can't wait to view this series. Keep doing what makes you happy. Eating. Like, am I just a hater? Yes. Like, what is he doing that's so different? He's just fat and traveling? What if I travel? Like, I'm not even, like, I have enough fat on me to make me look kind of, like, to make me look like, you know, it's not pretty, right? So I'm trying to tan. Like, if I get tan fat looks better than pale fat. So if I'm tanner, I look a little bit better. You know, I don't run away from the mirror as quickly. So, I mean, this guy, I mean, sure, he's living his fucking truth or whatever the hell you people are saying these days. Why does that make me so mad? Like, it made me, I honestly, I did that soliloquy yesterday to myself in the bathroom. Like, what the hell? Like, what do you mean? Like, what is so different about him? He's just fat. Like, he probably weighs 350 pounds. It's insane. People don't think I'd be able to do this. Yeah, because they don't make bungee cords strong enough. What the fuck are you talking about? You can't do this, pal. Jesus. Let me get some water in my shaker bottle that I keep my... Just so you know I work out. Here's my 15 hydro flasks. So you know I work out. Here's my new Stanley cup. It's got a handle. Oh, I got a new Yeti. This one has my fucking name on it. Because I'm a toddler. And I might not know which one's mine. Because everybody has one of these days. Oh, I'm a hater. And then you know what else I saw? What'd you see, Ryan? You're going to tell us. Okay, dude. Calm the fuck down. I was watching that shark show. And people were talking about being afraid of sharks. And I got to keep it real with you. I think shark fear, being afraid of sharks, is bogus. Okay? Fear is something that, like, can follow you. I'm not afraid of sharks because I know where they're at. They're always in the ocean. Always. So if you're afraid of them, don't go in the ocean. You probably won't encounter a shark just walking down the street. Now, the problem is I'm afraid of snakes because I saw that video where they fell out of the guy's bathroom ceiling or whatever the hell. And I'm not trying to get eaten in my sleep. That would suck. But sharks can't eat me in my sleep because they're not going to be in my basement. Fact or fiction? And I was just listening to these people, like, the way they were talking about sharks, how many shark attacks per year? And look, I'm not the most, you know, I'm not the most, what's the word? Most fond of the ocean because of this reason, because sharks appear to be, you know, acting up. But the numbers are relatively small. Think of all the people you know that are going to the beach, that are going, you know, into somewhere coastal in the last three months and the next 3 months. The number is probably pretty high. And in 2022, there were 57 unprovoked bites worldwide. What does that mean? What is that? What is unprovoked? Are they calling them fucking names? Are they bullying them? And then these people on the show were like trying to figure out, it was off the coast of Florida. They were trying to figure out why sharks were being more aggressive. And they were like, well, they found 40 kilos of cocaine in the water last year. You saying we have coked up sharks? Or do you think there was more shark attacks because the people were going in the water where the sharks were? Therefore, there were shark attacks because you got in the water where they live. Like if I went to the Amazon rainforest and got my face ripped off by a monkey and then eaten alive by an anaconda, nobody would be like, hey, what the hell's up with these monkeys and anacondas? Everyone would just be like, why the hell were you in the Amazon rainforest? But with sharks, it's like, we gotta get to the bottom of this. What the fuck is going on? With these sharks are really killing the vibes in the ocean. Yeah, that's where they fucking live. Like, what do you want them to do? This is from the University of Florida. .edu. Unprovoked bites are defined as incidents in which a bite on a live human occurs, well, thank goodness, in the shark's natural habitat with no human provocation of the shark. Yeah, in the shark's natural habitat, you know, the ocean, where they live. Provoked bites occur when a human initiates an interaction with a shark in some way. These include instances where divers are bitten after harassing. Well, sounds like they fucking deserved it. Trying to touch sharks. Bites on spearfishers. Bites on people attempting to feed sharks. Why? Yeah, you're feeding them with your body. Bites occurring while unhooking or removing a shark from a fishing net, and so forth. Of the remaining 19 cases, 4 involve bites to motorized or non-motorized marine vessels. Boat bites. 2 sea disasters where victims' boats sank. I mean, hey, man. Just think about what we're saying here. There was a total of 57 unprovoked bites. I've been in the ocean more than 57 times. Guess what? Never saw one. Did see a fucking manatee one time, though, and that was pretty fucking sweet. But a fear is just something that you can't control. Like, I fear heights. So I don't go very high. Unless I, like, have to. But I never have to go in the ocean. I fear heights. Therefore, I don't go on roller coasters. But if I have to go to the top story of a building and look over the edge because everyone's by the window, I'll do it and I'll get a little woozy. You know? That's a fear of mine. I fear being up high. It's just a fact. I fear... What do I fear? If you had a fear of flying, you don't have to fly. Unless, of course, the rare instance you might have to, so then you just take some Dramamine and you pass out or something. Take some melatonin. And you'll wake up, most likely, in your destination. Or you'll overdose and never wake up. You know, one can only be so fucking lucky, am I right? Oh. Ryan, that's not funny. People are overdosing all the time. I know. Fuck you. Yeah, I don't believe. Like, I feel like we give sharks a bad name. Like, look at this fucking picture. Oh, my God. It's a picture of the biggest shark you've ever seen made bigger and just a person just scuba diving. Like, this is the most unrealistic photo ever. Like, if you go in the water, these fucking beasts are out there. Yeah, because it's where they fucking live, you jackass. Many people have a firm view on sharks. However, the following shark attack statistics will highlight the truth behind these majestic creatures. All right, well, maybe I'm being... The fatal shark attack is 1 in 3.748 million. Huh. Don't go to Florida, because apparently 60% of the U.S. total shark attacks happen there. Why do sharks attack people? I don't know. Because you're in the water. Why do sharks attack people? It doesn't really tell you. Yeah, people drown more than they get. People can't fucking swim. The chances of drowning are 1 in 1,100 compared to the 1 in 4.3 million of being bit by a shark. Deaths due to selfies are higher than being bitten by sharks. In an article published in the NY Post, more people have died while taking a selfie in recent years than from shark attacks. 259 people have died while taking a selfie, just opposed to just 50 shark-related deaths. Yeah, so stop taking your phone out, you jackass. Shark attacks are highest in the month of September. That's right, I'm a fucking shark. That's not as fucking boring. Is anyone even fucking listening to this? A hit and run attack. This is what happens. A shark will attack quickly, take a bite, and disappear. It's like, ah, fuck. He's like, ah, shit, I fucked it up. They're going to come get us. He swims back to his fucking group of sharks, and he's like, fuck, I just bit a goddamn screaming human. And now we're all going to get fucking hunted for our fins on the basis of, you know, we're going fucking insane out here. I'm more likely to die in a goddamn war than I am shark attacks. If you ask people if they're more afraid of guns or sharks, the gun issue in this country where it seems like everybody fucking carries one nowadays, just the wild west of guns. Yeah, I got four guns. All right, well, you can drink alcohol. So that doesn't seem like a great combination. Hey, I'm going to drive this 2-ton vehicle. I've just had 4 shots of tequila and 3 margaritas. Yeah, but I'm afraid of sharks, though. But I'm about to drive my ass home. You're more likely to get in a fucking car accident and lose a leg than lose a leg to a shark. All right, Ryan, we get it. All right, I'm sorry. The other thing, what else do you hate, Ryan? What else can you blast on here in the next 3 minutes of this podcast? Well, I was thinking, because I have a new habit of cigars, right? It feels like luxury. And here's what I hate about being into cigars. You tell people you like cigars, right? and everyone looks at you like, ooh, tobacco. But when somebody says, oh, I have a wine cellar in my house, everyone goes, wine cellar? Or if you drive down the street in this town anymore, it feels like there's 85 vape shops. Hey, buy this contraption that gives you straight nicotine to the dome. But you tell those same people that are taking that nicotine straight to the head that you like a cigar every so often. They're like, oh my God, tobacco, you want cancer? You want cancer? I'm like, no. Because unlike cigarettes and vape and weed, yeah, I'm talking to you weed people here. Cigars are an occasion, not a habit. I enjoy cigars. You people need that shit. Yeah, I'm talking to you people. Yes, I'm better than you. Because I've talked to so many, oh God, spare me, you weed people. The weed people are the worst. Yes, I'm calling them the weed people. Why? Because I'm not very cool. And I have a learning disability. What are you going to do, yell at me? The thing is with the weed people, you tell them you smoke cigars and they're like, oh, tobacco, dude, what the fuck? But you guys need to be high all the time to do any normal human being function? Sounds like you're an addict, man. Sounds like you're an addict. Hey, let's get high before we go to dinner. I gotta get high before I go to work. I gotta get high when I get home from work. If you say you gotta, guess what? Addict. And I don't want to hear it's got all these healing properties, man. Hey, man. It's all good for you, man. Comes from the earth, man. You know what else does? Tobacco, straight. Not cigarettes, because they fill it with all that shit. That's why if you smoke a cigarette in a room, it turns the walls yellow. I'm sure cigars will do that over time, much longer time. This is not just tar and all the other shit they put in there. You can literally walk down the street. What I don't understand is you can walk down the street and you can buy every vape in the world. Like you buy a whole contraption where you look like you're sucking on a robot. You can have a robot attached to that thing that talks for you when you're done sucking on it. Maybe even tips you when you're done. And then, but you can't go down and get a nice cigar from a store. You have to go to a boutique store. Oh, Ryan, are you done complaining? Yeah, I'm done complaining. I'm sorry. Thanks for sticking around, waiting, listening to my complaint session today. Hope you all got something from this. Ryan, are you not afraid of sharks? No, I am. It's just a very simple thing to avoid. Yeah, I don't really encounter them on my day-to-day life. Oh, Jesus. I'm never going to see one on the Ring camera about to walk up to my house and try to eat me. All right? But you never know with a snake. They come through the toilet. Well, email me at ryanwoodspod@gmail.com. Follow me at the links below. Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Feeling that our love's a joke concern. It's you that decides.